When the Miss America pageant was held in Atlantic City 40 years ago this weekend, some people were there to watch and others to protest. This was the first major demonstration of the emerging women's liberation movement. As part of our series Echoes of 1968, we're taking a look back at the day when the media began referring to feminists as bra burners. The term was not quite accurate, as we find out listening to four people who were there. One of them was Miss America 1968. The others, including this woman, were protesters.
My name is Alex Kate Shulman. When I was growing up, Miss America was the symbol of what every young girl wanted to be.
The Miss America pageant means many things to many people. To the millions of you watching tonight on television, it means 2 hours of entertainment, glamour, and excitement.
My name is Carol Hanisch. As a teenager, I always watched it. Our whole family watched it together. In those days, it was taken quite seriously.
As we meet them now in swimsuits, Miss Tennessee.
You know, I hadn't watched it. My parents hadn't even had a television set until I was 15. But whether you had watched it as a kid or not, it affected every woman's life.
And you will see yourself as you have always wanted to be.
I took the name Kathy Sarahchild in 1968. I heard the phrase women's liberation back then, and I immediately began to think, women's liberation? Could there be a women's liberation movement like the civil rights movement?
It's a new me, if ever I knew me.
We'd been discussing how we were oppressed by beauty standards, and then one night we were watching a movie. It had Miss America parading in her bathing suit. And it got me thinking that protesting the pageant might be a good way to launch the movement, because up to this time, we hadn't done a lot of actions yet. We were a very small movement.
We had rented a couple of buses. It was a beautiful day. We got there. We started assembling. Everybody had her assignment.
It was kind of a gutsy thing to do, you know. Miss America was like this American Pie icon. You know, who would dare criticize this?
My name is Deborah Barnes Snodgrass. I was Miss America 1968. I was crowned actually in September of 1967 and then returned to Atlantic City to crown my successor. What I saw was women in front of the convention hall, and they had picket signs, and they talked about the Miss America pageant being a meat show and an auction.
Yes, sirree, boys, step right up. How much am I offered for the number one piece of prime American property?
And they had this big Miss America kind of doll, bigger than life size, and it wasn't very flattering.
You can get this standard quality model wherever.
The things that we did on the boardwalk were all outrageous, audacious, and filled with glee.
To come join, fight, don't be no Miss America no more.
Our biggest, most notorious action was throwing what we called instruments of female torture into what we called the freedom trash can.
So we threw girdles and hair curlers and pots and pans and Playboy magazine and bras and whatever we could think of.
We had intended to burn it, but the police department, since we were on the boardwalk, wouldn't let us do the burning. But, you know, the media picked up on the bra part. I often say that if they had called us girdle burners, that every woman in America would have run to join us.
One of the things that we decided to do was to try and get some people inside and unfurl this banner, which was really just a bedsheet, that said women's liberation.
Let us give one final salute to Debbie Dean Barnes, Miss America of 1968. With her own...
When the outgoing Miss America got up to give her speech, we started moving toward the balcony.
I will make way for Miss America 1969 to search for her special someday. But even though I will be sad to leave all these precious friends that I have made here in Atlantic City,
This was this woman's big moment, and I hated to interrupt her. You know, I was very much in the you don't interrupt people, you be nice. At that point in my life, it was difficult. But then as soon as we did it, it felt great.
Newspapers covered it widely, and after that, women just flocked to meetings. We did not want to attack Miss America, not at all. We wanted Miss America to come and join us.
They should have asked me. No, I wouldn't have. I would never have joined in with that at all. I had a very high ideal of the Miss America pageant, that it was a scholarship pageant and not a beauty pageant. But now that I realize what the women's liberation movement was actually about, then I see that I have reaped some of the benefits of what they were trying to say. I think it was a poor choice to try to say it in that way, but I can get a charge card myself. I don't have to have a husband sign for that. I bought a car 2 months ago myself.
Women's lives are much easier in many ways today than they were 40 years ago. Young women have come through the doors that our generation opened, but I'm not sure they fully are grasping their situation any more than we did before we began to grasp ours. We're still not liberated because we're not treated as man's equal yet. We could certainly use another protest. If I could think of one, I'd certainly be doing it. I hope somebody does.
Alex Kate Shulman, Carol Hanisch, Kathy Sarachild, and Deborah Barnes-Snodgrass were interviewed by NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.